And
We're not, but again, I want to be real clear, we're not. That's different. What we're asking for is something that occurs in other city exchanges now, and I guess I'm wondering, how long will it take to print up enough business cards so your folks will have them and just say to them, hand them out? And I'm wondering why we can't figure out what a date would be to do that.
So if you,
yeah, I mean, I think that's, we're saying this is separate from the e-ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
Just a new policy about business card.
Correct. People keep business cards, and they wouldn't necessarily keep the whole ticket folded up in their wallet to refer to. So I would say that even when you have the e-tickets, you're going to be giving business. I would like you to be giving business cards as well. And I actually disagree a little bit with Commissioner Leonard. I would encourage you to be asking the officers to give out the cards with the hi, how you doing interactions, because I think that's part of community policing. That's what people in environmental services do when they're out at community meetings. They're, hi, how are you doing? Here's my card.
Right. So the business card would be printed onto a piece of paper. Let me just explain the e-ticket. It's not you're getting a ticket and the name is clear, but in addition to that, the printer and the computer will generate a business card as
Besides
well.
Besides, we're having two discussions. Right. The e-ticket, I totally agree with you on.
I think what you're saying
makes sense, but we're talking about exchanges other than what may generate some type of a citation. It may just be a conversation. Commissioner Fritz certainly has the right to suggest what she is. I think that gets in the area of micromanaging. I'm just saying, trying to address the issue of the concern that we've heard articulated from the community. I agree with their concern. I think the majority of the council does. At minimum, I'm asking you, how quick can you print up business cards to hand out when you have interactions?
And in defense of you, Chief Sizer, if you could return to us within the next 2 weeks with an answer to that, there's a lot of logistics involved. But if we could, within the next 2 weeks, come back to us and what it's going to take, hopefully, we need to make sure that I think this is useful for each of us on the City Council as we provide oversight to all of our bureaus to double check that everyone.
Okay.
Within 2 weeks, she's going to get. Let me finish. Okay. Within 2 weeks, she's going to reply with when and how it's going to happen.
Okay. But there's a danger in us overthinking what the simple request is. We're not asking that it be included in any formal policy or procedure or computer program. What I am simply
I think it's
asking,
been made clear.
But you said there. I just want to be clear what I'm saying, because there has been, at points, misunderstandings between Chief Sizer and I, and I want to be very clear. I'm simply asking how long it would take to print up enough business cards to hand them out so they have supply for officers.
That's what I just asked her. That's what I just asked her to do. I'm giving her 2 weeks to come back to us with all the printing and logistics and when they'll be out.
Okay. Thank you.
They should be out before.
We're giving her 2 weeks to figure it out, Mr. Nicholson.
Can I also, our current
I don't need any help, by the way. I'm. Believe me, I'm pushing this as hard.
Okay.
No, I don't. And you're not helping. So respect the form, too.
And I need to inform you that our current policy would need to be changed in doing that, too.
Understood.
Because our current policy is upon request.
Understood.
And we would move to a more broad-reaching.
So the next item on my list, I think we've got that nailed. The next item on the list is, I just want to be clear that it is the policy of the Bureau when pulled over for a traffic stop or some other potential enforcement action that the reason for the being pulled over is, that's stated up front, right? That's Bureau policy. Okay, because somebody, and then what are your thoughts on anonymous reporting or anonymizing officers and all that?
I think we have discussed this in the past, and we have talked to the city attorney's office about whether it was possible under current public records law to shield the name of police officers, and I have been told that we can't under current public records law. I've approached the ACLU about whether or not they would, in the interest of advancing on this issue, if they would even remain neutral on the topic of a shield. And they said, you know, we really support what you're doing on the issue of racial profiling, but the answer is no. And so we'll continue to explore ways. My conversations with other police departments is that their public records law is different that allows for the ability to shield this information. Okay. So,
any additional discussion with the chief?
So I want to just make sure I'm again clear on a point Chief Sizer raised. You said you needed to change the internal bureau policy in terms of handing out cards. Is the two-week time frame given by Mayor Adams enough time for you to do that?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Chief.
Okay.
This is a presentation.
Actually, it's a report.
It's a report.
It's been changed.
I move to accept.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been moved. Second. It's been moved and seconded to accept the racial profiling report. Included in that is obviously this council discussion and the legislative direction and policy direction provided as part of the discussion. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank the chief for developing this plan and the bureau. And I also want to thank the people who testified today, Oregon Action, for its diligent oversight about this, the Human Rights Commission, and all their participation in listening post and other things like that. I think we're developing policies and procedures, and most importantly, trying to alter human behaviors and strive for a police force that, as I said, not only reflects our community, but appreciates and respects the different cultures and values. I think the issues we discussed are good ones. The council brought up, I think the business cards is something, is a good idea that we should do, and we'll return in a couple of weeks with the affirmation of a policy to that effect. So again, thank the council. I think we will do this from at periodic intervals, have updates before council on racial profiling plans. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I want to first start out and acknowledge and thank Commissioner Saltzman and Chief Sizer for what was one of the best discussions I've been involved with since I've been on the City Council on one of the most sensitive subjects that there can be. This was a very respectful discussion. It was heartfelt. It was earnest on all parties' part, and I would guess that every member of the council would at least agree with that. Police officers have a special responsibility in our community. With great authority comes great responsibility. I live myself to a standard that I don't expect others to live to. I actually live to a standard higher than what I expect police officers and firefighters to live to, and those are pretty high standards. But I also have minimum standards that I expect the community to live by. And I suppose I'm referencing Chief Sizer's earlier opening remarks when she's reminded us, rightfully so, that many times police officers, who, let's remember, are human beings, who come from our community, are people too. And there's a minimum standard with which we should treat them when we interact with them. Recently, you may have heard, I held a member of our community out in front of City Hall to a standard above which he was behaving at City Hall. And I don't apologize for that. I expect to be treated with a minimum amount of respect, even though my standard for myself is much higher. I still expect from each of you to at least meet the minimum standards. I expect you to have that same kind of respect for police officers. Our children need to be taught that. We need to be behaved that way. But having said that, I need to be able to take a whole lot more than what you take. Police officers need to be able to take a whole lot more than you as citizens should take, and I get that. But I also want to be clear that I expect each of us to be respectful to one another in the community, and especially when a police officer finds it in their charge to have to talk to any of us, to be respectful. So I appreciate this discussion. I appreciate the work Commissioner Saltzman's doing. I more than most understand what a challenge it is that he has undertaken. In my view, he's doing an outstanding job. Chief Sizer's doing an outstanding job, and I'm pleased to support this report. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, first of all, to the community, for everybody who took the time to come in and sit through and participate in this long hearing, and especially to Oregon Action and Joanne Bowman, who have been such great leaders for their community the community who is targeted by this, and it's our community. It's all of us who are targeted by this. So thank you for coming in. Thank you for briefing me about this and for working on it for so long. You have helped make this plan a plan that can be implemented, and that you've pointed out some different ways that it can be implemented even better. But I was really glad to hear most of the testifiers starting by saying that Chief Sizer is doing a good job and that the plan is basically sound. And that's essentially what we're voting on today, is accepting the report and the plan. And that has not been won lightly. That has not come quickly. That consensus that, yes, we have reached a plan that we agree is a basis for starting ongoing work on this. And yes, it's taken way too long. And yes, people are continuing to be disadvantaged in multiple different ways in the city of Portland, Oregon. And we should remember that every single day. And we should remember that we experience things in the skin and the gender that we were born into, and that that makes a difference on how we perceive things, and that we can never think the way somebody who was born and raised in a different skin and life can think. And that's why we need to talk with each other and listen to each other. And so this has been a very helpful discussion. I do commend Commissioner Saltzman and Chief Sizer for their work on this. It's a good report, and it's got an even better intent and plan, and it's a workable, implementable accountability plan. And there, I would like to see a little bit more in terms of the reporting back. It was mentioned to requested to report progress every 90 days. That might be a little much, but I want to hear often how are we doing, at least annually. I don't necessarily need to know which officers have been held accountable or how they have been held accountable. I'd like to know that that has happened, and maybe numbers, and in general, what kinds of changes in policy or practice were taken. I'm very much looking forward to partnering with the Oregon Commission on Black Affairs and to working with the Human Rights Commission on a lot of these different issues. And indeed, we will be coming forward with a report from the Human Rights Commission after a year of its operation in a month or so. And we'll be clarifying what the Human Rights Commission is and does, what the Community and Police Relations Committee is and does, and what the Office of Human Relations is and done in its relationship with the City Council. Because some of those things are under my control as the commissioner in charge of the Office of Human Relations. As was rightly stated, I am the liaison to the Human Rights Commission, and it gives advice to the community at large, not just to the City Council. So it's a little different from a lot of other commissions that are associated with the City of Portland, and that's a good thing. It gives some independence to the Human Rights Commission to be able to say exactly what its members think, regardless of the oversight from, or the relationship with the City Council. I especially want to highlight a comment that Chief Sizer made regarding using the term professionalism and respect rather than customer service. Because it is a little incongruent to think that when you're getting stopped for something that that's customer service. It doesn't feel that way, although it is, of course, of service to the general population that the police are stopping drunk drivers and people who run stop signs and various other things. But professionalism and respect can happen regardless of what the service the officers are providing, and it has to happen regardless, indeed, of the professional, of the respect of the community member being in that interaction, that we expect all of our city employees to be professional and respectful of all citizens, regardless of the circumstances. And so I particularly commend you for that phraseology. And it matters how we phrase things. It matters how we talk about things. It matters how we think about things. And that, I think, is one of the great advances that this report has brought forward and this conversation has brought forward. So thank you so much to everybody for your work. And yes, I believe we can do this in our lifetimes, but it will take conscious change. And the comment was made about the youth, and that's where it makes a difference. I see my children who came up through Portland Public Schools thinking differently. Even though my daughter has the same color skin and the same gender as me, she thinks differently than I do because she was raised and given an education in public schools that we are all human beings and we have value, and it doesn't matter what it should not matter what the color of your skin is. You can still be a friend. You can still be a valued member of the community regardless of your past experiences. And that's the Portland, Oregon that I want to live in. So I believe that, yes, we should definitely be working to see that in my lifetime. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank both the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau who work every day to keep us safe, and those committed to constant improvement. And I want to thank the community advocates who are striving to keep us safe and to do it in a way that feels fair and feels like they're full members of Portland, full owners of this combined effort we call Portland. I want to acknowledge the great work by Chief Sizer and by Police Commissioner Dan Saltzman. Most every community in the United States is struggling with this. And we are far ahead, believe it or not, we are far ahead of most other cities. In fact, Chief Sizer was telling me recently after the comments made by the president that ended up in that beer at the White House that national media sought her out because Portland is perceived as being ahead on this topic. So we joke that's high praise on a relatively low national standard. keeps us humble but inspired to move forward. I do appreciate Commissioner Saltzman and Chief Sizer for engaging us in these conversations, a lot of which you'll find is about where city government, the point at which city government connects with the people. And I think our intention is really not to micromanage that, but to lay out some expectations about that. And so I hope you'll take it in that vein. I'm pleased to support this, and I'm anxious to look forward to seeing the draft targets and goals and measures, because I believe you do get what you measure. So thank you all very much. Great discussion. Aye.
So how much longer do you expect our session to last, Mayor?
Till 3 o'clock.
Then I will bring up
keep
what
asking,
I was thinking.
And I'm going to make it longer.
Could we have a break?
Yeah, of course. 10-minute break. We stand recess for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Now would be good. I've got to run after this.
Oh, okay. Well, can you come back now?
Oh, yeah. That's how over there.
I'm running off for it.
Try to. Is that even doing that? Because that's what they asked for. They have to tell me how much time they want. Yeah, and they said 30, maybe 40. No, it isn't. No, but I can't. Yeah, and I can't tell them their items. You know. Yeah, the other office asked that too, and especially last week. I said, it is in our policy. They have to tell us. We've always asked that. They, you know, I don't know what they think.
Really bad guessers.
Yeah. Very.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Sure. Consent agenda. Right. Because there is no discussion. Okay. We take one vote all at the beginning.
Okay.
Were you here at the beginning?
I was here.
Okay. Yes, real quick. What he says is we're moving on, and it's usually right after our communications people.
Yeah.
We take it then because we know staff is waiting around, and we want them to get back to work. So he asked if there's any items to be pulled. And so if your item had been pulled, they would call it by number or something. But other than that, everything actually did stayed on the consent, and we voted on it right then. Yeah, sure.